Today we are invited with the disciples to move beyond fear and locked doors. We are invited out to Solomon's portico and to the public square to witness great signs and wonders of God's mercy and love, to preach Christ crucified and risen through a life of faith. The people cowering behind closed doors were called disciples. They had been followers of Jesus. They went where Jesus went, listened to what he taught, and followed him in his way. Once their leader, their teacher, their guide had been crucified, they were leaderless, rudderless, and fearful. They had no compass. They had no idea where to go, what to do, or how to move beyond being followers. On the other hand, the people doing signs and wonders in Solomon's portico were called apostles. Apostles are defined as those who are sent out on a mission. They are called to preach and teach a message that they themselves have heard. No longer followers, they have become leaders. This transformation from disciple to apostle, from follower to leader, is what happened behind locked doors on that first day of the week. But this transformation also happened this Saturday, today, in a joy-filled, faith-filled celebration in our cathedral, St. Peter in Chains, when 19 men, 16 permanent deacons, including our own Pete Cacavary, and 3 transitional deacons, who will be ordained priests next year for our archdiocese, were transformed through the sacrament of holy orders from the lay state to the clerical state by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit, through the laying on of hands by Archbishop Schnurr. We too, all of us, share in this spiritual transformation through the same grace and power of the Holy Spirit given to us at our baptism and our confirmation when we were transformed into God's daughters and sons. Through the Holy Spirit, we too have been called to servant leadership, called to carry on Christ's work of mercy and love, to transform the world as Christ's disciples, to build out God's kingdom here on earth, the church, by a life of faith. There will always be bumps in the road of discipleship. Not everything will be joy and light. While in exile on the island of Patmos, John was given a vision, the beginning of which we heard today in the gospel. After John fell at the feet of Jesus, John was told that he did not need to be afraid. A similar message was echoed when Jesus told Sister Faustina, the apostle of divine mercy, and whose apparitions of Jesus inspired devotion to divine mercy, was told by Jesus, "My child, life on earth is a struggle indeed, a great struggle for my kingdom, but fear not, because you are not alone." My sisters and brothers, as Jesus' disciples, we are not alone. As our new deacon, Pete Cacavary, begins his new life, a service to God's people here at Guardian Angels, as a permanent deacon, I invite you to keep him in prayer. And let us also recommit ourselves to the call that each of us received at our baptism, called to be God's faithful people who spread the good news of Jesus Christ, his mercy and love to the world, by our life of faith and our good deeds. May God's blessings be with you this evening and throughout the coming week.